Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for joining in and giving me an opportunity just to share some things that are on my heart about this amazing life in Christ. I would love to get to spend time with each one of you who do listen to this or tune in just for just to hear the word of the Lord. I'd love to hear your story, and because all of us have a story in Christ. But I'm thankful for the opportunity to share his story being lived out in my life and my life story with you. Something happened to me this morning that was pretty amazing, and I'm still pondering it. I wrote it down, of course, in the place where I journal the things that God speaks to me. But I have this routine where in the morning that I go through and has a number of parts to it. Before I'm able to leave and come to the office. I have a cat and I have a dog. The cat is named Fred, though her full name is Frederica. It's a female. And then Maude, M-A-U-D-E, is my dog. And there's these things that I do. And the last thing that I do is that I give Maude an allergy pill because she has food allergies. And so what I have to do is take a pill and break one in half and give her one whole pill plus a half of another pill. Now, Maude won't just take the pill because she doesn't like the way they taste. And then if I put the pill in something Maude doesn't necessarily like, then Maude will chew around and spit the pill out. But I have to find a certain thing, and I've sort of discovered what that is, that if I put that in this particular food that's non-allergenic, that Maude will eat it and get her the medicine that she needs. But this morning, and this was sort of the last thing I was going to do before getting to the office, and I was a little bit later getting away than I wanted to be. So I wasn't hurried, but I was moving, progressing to get out of the house. And when I opened the bottle of the pills, all the pills fell out and went on the kitchen floor in the kitchen. And I can be honest, I didn't get angry. I just was a little bit, I was tickled a little bit, and I was bewildered, and I just thought, my goodness. And then I just heard the Lord speak, almost in an audible voice, and the Lord said to me, one, he said, I don't complain, I'm not complaining, and then he said, I'm thankful. And it really blessed me, because the idea of being thankful has been part of my life story in Christ forever. As a matter of fact, I often will say the language of faith is the two little words, thank you. Because faith doesn't hope that things will be. Faith thanks him that something is, that it's true. Doesn't trust that he is. The scripture says his grace is sufficient. So I thank him for that. No matter what situation I'm in, I'm not asking for his grace to be sufficient, hoping his grace to be sufficient. It's not believing that things can be or might be, it's trusting that it is. And so the language of faith is thank you. And so when I heard the Lord say that to me, when he said, I'm thankful, and I thought, and I knew he wasn't just telling me he was thankful. He was inviting me again to just sink into him and participate in his thankfulness as my thankfulness. So I thought about some verses that have ministered to me that I've often pondered and wondered about in light of what I just said to you. And so listen to what I'm going to say and see if God doesn't spark some breakthrough for you if you don't have an encounter with him, if you don't have an encounter with the truth. Because we know that the truth, not just the truth sets us free, but knowing the truth sets us free. So hopefully you'll experience some fresh freedom. This is from John chapter 15, verse 5. Very familiar. We've read this recently. Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Now, we've said this before, but let me just repeat it, and we'll repeat it again many times, I'm sure, in the future. And that is to understand the vine and branch concept. They're not two separate entities, that there's a branch and there's a grape branch and there's a grape vine. They're one thing. They're the vine, and the vine has leaves, and the vine has stem, and the vine has branches. And so when we talk about the fact that he's the vine and we're the branches, we're not talking about two separate entities, but we're talking about part of the vine that's called branch, because we're one with him. 1 Corinthians says that we're one spirit with him, that he's my life. Christ is all, and Christ is in all. It's Christ who lives in us. Again, it's not that we're Christ, but we are in union with him. And the Christian life can be lived by Christ and Christ alone. He's the only one that can live the Christian life in holiness and in victory. And so when he says, apart from me, you can do nothing, what he's talking about in this vine branch reality is that there's part of the vine called branch, and up from the vine flows the life. It's called sap. And I've read one person say that sap is like the blood of a tree or the blood of a grapevine. It's the blood. It carries nutrients and minerals, and it provides energy into the branches and allows the branches to live, causes them to live, and causes them to bear fruit. Now, the fruit here, don't think of this as fruit in terms of ministry. That is one of the consequential fruits, but the fruit here is the fruit of Christlikeness. And so the only way for Christlikeness to come forth from us is for the life of the vine to flow in to us. And there's nothing that we have to do to get that life to flow into us. If we're part of the vine that's called branch, then that sap, the life of Jesus, is flowing in us already. Our responsibility is simply to rest and celebrate that and receive that, and then bear fruit. We're not fruit producers, we're fruit bearers. And he's very specific about this Christian life. Apart from him, you can do nothing. Now, he's just described union. You're a branch, and you're in one with the vine. You're part of the vine called branch. It's one entity. And so that's union. And then he makes it, of course, the result of that reality, or in light of that reality, to say, apart from him, we can do nothing. And I would say to you, in light of the story I told earlier, apart from him, I can't even be thankful. It's sometimes easy for us to think that we're doing this, like he's here, kind of, like he's other, and we're other, and I'm doing things, that my faith is something that I do that gets him to do something. But faith is really a response to who he already is and already what he's already doing in us. You hear me? It's really important to understand the difference. And so I was reading these scriptures. I thought about this in light of what happened with me this morning, the little story. And there's a number of them, but I'm just going to read a couple of them. This is from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Sort of an amazing scripture, a shocking one, really. It says this: always giving thanks, that's pretty clear, always giving thanks for all things, that's really clear, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, to God, even the Father. Now, what does that mean, giving thanks in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ? Anytime we do anything in the name of Jesus, we're doing it. We're saying, I'm doing this out of my union with him. In Acts chapter 9, when Peter healed the person, Peter didn't say, in Jesus' name be healed. He said that earlier in chapter 3, in chapter 4. But here he just says, Jesus Christ heals you. Why? Because it's the same thing. To do something in Jesus' name is to say, I'm doing this from Christ. I'm doing this in union with Christ. It's Jesus through me healing you. When we pray in Jesus' name, the assumption is we're praying his will, and we're praying in union with him. And so we're offering this prayer in his name, not my name. I'm in union with the prayer life of Jesus. So anything that we do in Jesus' name, we're simply invoking, I don't even know if that's a good word, we're simply decreeing, declaring our union with Christ and our utter dependence on that union. Apart from him, I can do nothing, and I'm doing this or I'm saying this in union with him. I'm living in this moment from him, not just for him. And so to give thanks in the name of Jesus Christ is to give thanks out of my union with him, out of my oneness with him. It's not like he's here or whatever, and I'm other, and I'm now thanking him. I'm actually giving thanks in union with him, to God the Father. Does that make sense? Let me show you Colossians chapter 3. This is the other verse. There were several others, but these are the two most important ones. This is verse 17 of Colossians 3. Whatever you do in word or deed, that's pretty clear, right? That covers a lot of territory. And whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Pretty clear, right? Whatever you do in word or deed, do it out of your union with him. You're not doing it for him, you're doing it from him. Therefore, we have to be surrendered, right? It has to be his life. It's not my story. It's his story lived out through my story. He's taken over my story. Do everything in word or deed out of union with Christ. Giving thanks through him to God the Father. Giving thanks through Christ. I'm doing everything in word or deed in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, I'm giving thanks through him to God the Father. Stunning. I will read one more. Let me see what time it is now we're doing. We got a few more minutes. Let me read just one more scripture. I should be more professional and put a little clock up here so I don't have to look at my watch. I'll figure this out as time goes by. This is a real familiar scripture. Through him, Jesus, then let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. Not just to him, but through him. Continually offer up, continually, that's pretty broad. Offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of lips that are giving thanks to his name. Now, what am I saying? What did I hear this morning? When the Lord said to me, I don't complain, and I'm thankful. I knew he wasn't, again, just telling me how thankful he was. He was inviting me to join him and his thankfulness to God the Father for the fact that the pills were on the floor, for the fact that my times are in his hands. It's not my schedule, it's his schedule. It's not my life, it's his life. Christ is all and in all. I have a story, but he's now taken over my story, and so he lives out his life and his story through my life and my life story, and part of my life story is pills are on the floor. And he's saying, I'm thankful. And so he wasn't asking me to just give thanks to him, to try to muster up thanksgiving. I hear people say, just offer up a sacrifice of praise. It's a sacrifice sometimes, and you're hurting, and it's hard, and I understand what they're trying to say. But actually, Jesus, you know, the scripture says that we bring every thought captive. We'll talk about this maybe tomorrow. We take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, to his very obedience. And so if apart from him you can do nothing, if the sap, the life of Christ, all the nutrients of his life is flowing into you, his life, then his obedient heart you're in union with, his holiness, you're in union with. You're in union with his righteousness, his peace, his joy, his love. You're in union with his grateful heart, his heart of thanksgiving. And so he was simply saying, Chuck, just sink into me and my grateful heart. And I just did. I just did. That's what I did this morning. The Lord was so cool. Just to sink into that, surrender to the fact that he's thankful. He's my life. And I just thanked him for that privilege. And I found myself consumed with, overwhelmed with not just a thankful heart, but the thankful heart of Jesus, offering a sacrifice of praise to God the Father. Amen? I hope that's an encouraging word for you. It was a really cool thing for me to hear. And maybe you're in a place and that's difficult, and you're just having a hard time being grateful, giving him thanks. It's not that he caused the situation, but the scripture says we're to give thanks in all things, in all things. And so he didn't cause it, but you're supposed to still have this disposition of thanksgiving, because he does cause all things to work together for good, and in the end, his glory is going to happen, and all those kind of wonderful issues, but you're just having a hard time. Can you hear him on the inside of you? See, he said, if you abide in me and I in you. He also said in verse 10, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, in John 15. His words abiding in us, his words, him speaking in us as our life, teaching us to walk in this way, how to surrender to him in this way of life that he lives. Can you hear him in this place that you're at, where you're having a hard time giving thanks? Can you hear him say to you, I'm thankful. Will you just surrender to my thankfulness? And just do that. Just sink in to him in childlike surrender. In childlike surrender, just sink into him and his thankfulness. And then bless him for it. Thank him for that. Because you've just acknowledged that now he's taken over. And now you're in union with his thankful heart. Okay? Take that out for a spin and see what the Lord does in your heart and your life. Well, God bless you. Thanks for joining again today. My prayer is that for the rest of this day, you'll experience the wonders of being in Christ, and therefore Christ being in you, and facing every situation and every temptation from him and his divine adequacy. Okay? God bless. Have a good rest of the afternoon and evening.